Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Elm and History Talk. I have my brother here, and if you're wondering what I mean by that, not the brother, about having history talk, my brother has a podcast called History Talk, my brother Miles, and he's recording at the same time as me.
Yep.
So, yeah, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Making podcasts on Anchor. Great. Great. Podcast maker. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So... today, we're going to be doing a little information thing. So we're going to be doing trivia about The Wizard of Oz. It's a 1939 classic, and I loved it when I was little. And then, so I would, like, watch it every single day. And then as I got older, I started researching. And now I know quite a lot, so we're going to test my knowledge of it today. And Miles...
what's my?
Yeah, he knows quite a bit too. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some trivia and see how much we know. So we should probably just get started. Okay, guys, so we have trivia pulled up now.
Yeah.
So we're gonna kind of take turns. So the first one, I think, is it okay if I have a go first?
Yeah, sure.
So the first trivia question, oh yeah, also you guys can do it too if you have a notepad or if you just want to count in your head your score. So which song was almost cut from The Wizard of Oz? The answer is Over the Rainbow, because I already know that one. Over the Rainbow was the biggest hit of 1939, but it was almost cut from the film during the process of the test screenings and final editing in the summer of 1939. According to one report, studio head Lewis, I think it's raining, Lewis B. Mayer thought the song was too sad. So yeah, well, what I know about this, it is, they thought it would be too long for it, and yeah, they almost cut it out, but they kept it in. Miles, your question is, why did Miss Gulch take Toto?
Who's Miss Gulch again?
The Bad Witch, but in Kansas. So, guys, the thing, all the options is, so, why did Miss Gulch take Toto? These are the options. There's, he bit her, she wants to have him neutered, Dorothy doesn't have a dog license, and he chewed up her newspaper.
It was, I'm gonna go with, he bit her. I'm pretty sure I already know this. I think it was, he bit her.
Let's see. That is right, Miles. Okay, my one. What are the names of the farm hands on Uncle Henry's farm? Okay, so there's Jed, Jethro, and Buddy. I know that's not one. There's Hunk, Zeke, and Hickory. Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. I mean, yes. And there's Jim, Frank, and Harry. I'm going to go with Hunk, Zeke, and Hickory. Yes, okay. Miles, your one is... what was used to simulate snow in the poppy scene? There's cornflakes, powdered sugar, asbestos, and salt.
I already know this one. It's asbestos, a poisonous thing.
Sorry, I pronounced it wrong. It's asbestos.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that, and well, yes, I already know. Yes, correct. How much did the Munchkin actors earn per week of filming? So... this one's my question. There's $50, $150, $100, and $200. I already know this one. It's $50. Correct. Okay, Miles. What inspired L. Frank Baum to name his magical land of Oz?
I have no idea what this one is. I think... I'm gonna go with a traffic signal. I don't know.
So, guys, there's a traffic signal, a grandfather clock, a fling cabinet, and a mouse. So, you're going with the traffic...
oh.
Nope. Okay. My question. What group of Munchkins gave Dorothy a musical welcome to the Land of Oz? So, the main one is Lollipop Girls, so I'm going to go with that. Correct. Jerry Marin, who played the Green Lollipop Guild member, was the last. I was literally just about to say that. I didn't actually know what to say that. I thought he'd say that he was the main guy in it. Yeah. So Jerry Marin, the main guy in the Lollipop Guild and the Wizard of Oz, he was the last person to live. He died in 2018, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He died 2018. He was the last person in the cast to die. Yeah. Miles, what makes the Wicked Witch melt? There's moonlight, fire, sunlight, and water. It's just the most obvious thing ever. Without even watching it, you'd already know.
Yeah, it's definitely 100%. I already know this. Water. So easy.
Correct. What is the name of the fortune teller Dorothy meets when she runs away from home? This is my one. I already know this one. It's, so there's Professor McGonagall. Not literally Harry Potter. Professor Marvel. That's correct. Professor Higgins. I don't even know. And Professor X. I'm going to go with Professor Marvel because, well, just hear this. Correct! Okay. Miles, what is Miss Gulch's first name? I don't even know. There's Elphaba, Evanora, Maleficent, and Elmira.
I'm pretty sure it was number Elphaba. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Error! Oh. No, okay. Okay, my turn. What film beat The Wizard of Oz out for Best Picture? This is my one. I already know because it was it's Gone with the Wind. It's it was made around the same time, and yeah, used the same producer and stuff. Yeah. Okay, Miles. Your question is, which character says, "You billowing bale of bovine fodder"? There's the Wicked Witch, Wizard, Dorothy, and Scarecrow.
It sounds like something the Wicked Witch would say.
Error.
Oh, why?
It's actually the Wizard when he was talking to one of the guys. Yeah, so I already knew this one. It's the Wizard. Sorry, Miles. Okay, my question. What is the date of the Wicked Witch's death certificate? Okay, there's May 6th, 1939, May 6th, 1938, October 31st, 1939, and October 31st, 1938. I'm pretty sure it's either May 6th or 1938 or May 6th, 1939, because I remember it's something like that. We need to get our guinea pigs. It's raining. It's raining pretty hard. Yeah, well, we're fine. Okay. So, yeah, what's the date on the Wicked Witch's death certificate? I'm going to go with May 6th, 1939. Error. So, I think May 6th, 1938. Tick. Yeah, sorry. I knew it was one of them. Okay, Miles, your one is, who directed The Wizard of Oz? I've told you this many times.
Yeah, I know. It's very easy. Like, I'm going to go with Victor Fleming.
It is not Victor Fleming. It is Victor Fleming.
I literally just said that.
Okay, now, what was used to simulate the Tin Man's tears? That's my question. I already know this one because I've watched heaps of fact videos on YouTube of it. Okay, well, so there's chocolate syrup, coffee, machine oil, and crab blood. I'm going to go with chocolate syrup because... Tick. Of course, he's supposed to shed machine oil, but real oil didn't photograph well, so the production substituted chocolate syrup. Okay, Miles, your question is, at the beginning of the movie, what does Dorothy fall into?
If you just watch the movie, you'll find out it is when she's balancing on it, and it is a pig pen.
That's true. Pig pen. So, Dorothy falls into a pig pen, then kicks and screams as she's being rescued. She gets rescued by Hickory, I think his name is. Yeah, so, yeah, by Bert Law, you know what I mean? But where is Dorothy from is mine. That is literally, like it could have done that as the easier question. Kansas, that's so obvious. Miles, your question is, what was the Cowardly Lion's costume made of?
it was made of. I've heard of this before, and it is lion fur, real lion fur.
Yeah, it was actually made of real lion fur. It was at risque. Okay, so what was Dorothy's last name for mine? Gale. Well, so there's Dorothy Gale, Dorothy Lemur, Dorothy Bomb, and Dorothy West. It's Dorothy Gale. Okay, Miles, who did Dorothy meet first?
It was a scarecrow in the cornfield.
Yep, scarecrow. You're right. I think we've gotten like almost every one of them right. Okay, who is the leader of the winged monkeys? Is mine. So there's Mooch, Nico, Bulbo, and Coco. I'm gonna go with Coco because I feel like I remember that. No, it's Nico. Sorry. Okay, what is the last line in The Wizard of Oz? Is Miles. So, what is it?
I'm pretty sure it was, "There is no place like home."
Yeah, that isn't actually the last line, but it says, lions, there's either lions and tigers and bears, oh my, there's no place like home, there's I'm going to miss you most of all, and there's somewhere over the rainbow. But they're all different. So lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, that's when they were going through the forest, scared of lions, tigers, and bears. There's no place like home, that's when Dorothy Gale was actually getting home. I'm going to miss you most of all is when she was talking about the scarecrow, when she was saying goodbyes. And somewhere over the rainbow is at the start of the movie. So I'm going to go, oh yeah, this is Miles's. Yep. There's no place like home. Sorry, I forgot. You already said that. Okay, tick. What was used to color the horses in Emerald City is mine. It's either chalk or jello. It's jello. It was actually jello. Yup. Okay. What song was cut from The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah. I saw this one on a thing. It's the Jitterbug.
It is the Jitterbug. The Jitterbug. Sorry, I can't really stop myself. Okay, well, that's the end of one of the trivias. We'll keep going, though. Thank you, guys. Okay, so I think it's Miles' turn. I don't know because we just stopped recording for one sec while we check the stats, if you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The gang knows.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Okay, so, Miles, your question is, which one of these Academy Award nominations did The Wizard of Oz win? So there's Best Music, Best Effects, Best Picture, and Best Actress.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go with, actually, Best Music.
I think that's actually right, because it said Best Picture got taken, but yes, you're right. Okay, my question is, who was the last living munchkin? Jerry Marin. Correct. Yeah. Why was Shirley Temple passed over for the role of Dorothy? So that, guys, rewind. Shirley Temple was going to be cast for the role of Dorothy, but she didn't have the singing abilities. Yeah, she didn't have the singing abilities to be cast as Dorothy. So they gave it to Judy Garland. But yeah, Miles, why was Shirley Temple passed over for the role of Dorothy? Oh, I just said it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You can have another go. So there's her singing wasn't strong enough. She was under contract with another studio. She wanted to play the Good Witch and she was too young. Her singing wasn't strong enough is correct. Sorry, Miles.
I'll give you this.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah. So the scarecrow wants a brain. So what does the wizard give him?
The wizard gives him a diplomonia.
A diploma.
Yeah, okay.
So, you're going with that, correct?
Did you?
Yep. Me. It is. Frank Morgan played four other roles in addition to the wizard. Which one of these was not them? Well, I know he played the door guy. He also played a guard. Which one of them wasn't him? So, Winky, guard, captain. That's not him. Who's it says Cabby. I'm gonna search that up. Cabby. This isn't cheating. Like, I actually don't know who Cabby is. Yeah, it's that guard. Well, I already knew that was him. Yeah, it's just the guard from the Wizard of Oz. That, like, the guy in the green with the green hat, like, who rides that...
The coachman.
Who rides a colourful horse.
The coachman.
So, there is Doorman. That was him. Cabby, that was him. Winky, guard captain. I don't think that was him. Guard at Emerald City. That was him. And Professor Marvel, that was him. So, Winky, guard captain, I'm going with. That wasn't him. Correct. I.B. Gaiman. Okay, Mars, which one of these films were two Wizard of Oz directors called away to work on?
I don't know. I'm just going to go with Gone with the Wind. I bet I was wrong. Oh, That's right. Okay.
Well, yeah. I already told you that earlier. Which major Hollywood studio made The Wizard of Oz? So that's me. I'm going to go with MGR. Yeah, so Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, whatever. Next question. What color are Dorothy's slippers according to the book? So me and Miles actually listened to the audiobook as well, so we know the actual original color. So... yeah, Mars, what colour are Dorothy's slippers according to the book?
Let me see the answers.
Okay, so there's gold, ruby, clear, and silver.
I'm pretty sure it was actually silver.
Okay, it is silver, actually.
Yay,
okay, so what is the name of the fortune teller that Dorothy meets before the tornado? That is Professor Marvel. Wait, the fortune teller. Yeah, Professor Marvel. Correct. I always got the easy ones. That's what I said. Miles, what does Professor Marvel say Auntie M is dying of?
I think he said, well, it's because when she ran away, she found...
Yeah, just talking.
Yeah, Marvel guy. And she was very sad, so she was dying of a broken heart.
That is right, Miles. Good job. Okay, yeah. So what was Dorothy's uncle's name? I'm getting all the easy ones. Henry. Uncle Henry and Aunt Em.
I was about to think Aunt Frank. Yeah,
Frank. Yeah, because Frank Morgan. Oh, no, never mind. Yeah, well, yeah, Frank Morgan is in the cast. So what was the snow in the poppy field scene made of?
We already did this.
Asbestos. Okay, I'm gonna get another one because like that was like the easiest one. What does Dorothy say when she clicks on Ruby's slippers? I want, like, there's no place like home. I just need to do a one till I actually do, like, we haven't actually done it yet. Why were there many of the Wicked Witch scenes cut out? Okay, I know this one. We haven't done this one yet. So it was too scary because, like, it was legit gruesome. Like, the Wicked Witch would, like, carry the Tin Man so far up and like onto like, and then like the Wicked Witch would get its the flying monkeys to carry the Tin Man so high up above spikes and rocks and then drop it, and it's just the most gruesome thing ever.
Okay guys, so we found another one, and they might actually have the same questions. Some of them might actually have the same questions, but we'll just go with taking turns again. Okay, so in what order did Dorothy meet her new friends in Oz? I'll go first like I did last time. So I'm going to go with Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion. Correct. Okay, next question for Miles.
Yep.
How is the Wicked Witch of the East killed?
The Wicked Witch of the East... she was splashed with water.
Okay,
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, sorry.
A house fell on her. I thought it was a Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Okay, so my one. Who is the bicycle riding woman that was bitten by Toto? Margaret Hamilton. Miss Grinch. I'm kidding, Miss Gulch. Correct.
Okay.
Miles, what was the Good Witch's name?
Belinda.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, no, Glinda.
Don't trust
Glinda.
Me. Do not trust. Miles said Belinda.
Glinda. I said Glinda.
Miles said Belinda.
You were tumbling over saying.
Miles said Belinda.
No, it was Glinda. It was G-I-L-I-N-D-A. Glinda.
Okay, which actor played the wizard for me? It was Frank Morgan. Correct. I'm depressed now. I'm kidding. So, Miles, why does Dorothy miss the balloon ride with the wizard?
Toto.
Wait. So, there's Toto ran off to chase a cat. She became ill. She lost her slippers. And the balloon ripped.
It was Toto ran off to chase a cat.
Correct. I actually thought it was the balloon ripped.
Eli. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it said that. Well, the wizard was must have been. Sorry, was this backfired? Okay. Well, my one. What was Dorothy's aunt named? I don't even need to look at the ones. It's Aunt Em.
Aunt
Em. Aunt Em.
Oh.
Okay, hey. Marcus. Who was originally cast as the Tin Man? I literally talk about this every single day.
I know, it's crazy.
I literally, like, call him this.
Buddy Epson.
Buddy Epson. Correct. Okay, my turn. Finish the quote. Toto, I have a feeling we're blank. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore, is my guess. And I'm going to go with that. Correct. Okay, so where does the yellow brick road lead, Miles?
Let's see. The green city. No, I'm kidding. Emerald City. Emerald City.
You said the green city first.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Emerald City, correct. My one. Who played the Cowardly Lion? Bert Law. Correct. Okay, so guys, now it's time for Fact of the Day. Okay, so guys, today we're doing Fact of the Day times three. We're doing three facts of the day in one. Okay, so the first fact was that animals that lay eggs don't have belly buttons. The second fact was that mosquitoes are attracted to people who just ate a banana. And last of all, the third fact is that the human nose can remember 50,000 scents. Okay, guys, that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. The interview where Dusty comes back is coming soon. Also, coming soon, interview with Sean Kelly. Now, guys, yeah. Some very cool interviews coming up. Thank you all so much for listening. Please leave a review and rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify. All that. Thank you for all the support. See you in a future episode. Bye. Now, everyone, I am so sorry about the sound. All that background sound. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm really, really sorry. That was just my microphone. I had to move the microphone over to Miles's mouth and my mouth continuously. But in the future, I'll just try to keep it in the one spot. That's what all that background noise is. Sorry if it annoyed you. And yeah, thanks for listening. Guys, also, I got a few more facts. Like, the tornado, back then they didn't have, I forgot what it's called, but editing thing, I don't know. But they didn't have that, so they actually used, like, a huge, kind of like a huge stocking, kind of, and used that and just blew dust out of it for the tornado, so, yas. Oh! Okay, sorry, I fell off my chair. yeah. Also, guys, one of the guys who plays the Munchkins did multiple roles. So, guys, Aunt Em had to say, in one of the bits, but she couldn't because
Well, I don't know, her voice just wasn't capable of doing that. So they had one of the munchkins do that for them. Plus, that munchkin, if you want to know specifically who, it was the second munchkin following Dorothy doing that little weird skipping dance when she was leaving the munchkin land. As she was leaving there, they were like going from one side to the side and skipping and then go to the other side. It was the second munchkin from the left at the front of the row, you know? But yeah. Guys, this is really creepy bit. So when they're like singing Ding Dong, Witch is Dead, and there's all these soldiers that go past, me and Miles found out there's this one guy who just stares at the camera as he's going past, and he kind of looks like a Who from Whoville. But yeah, you know. Good times. Miles! Miles, pause it. Pause your cartoons. Okay, Miles, what are some facts that we didn't actually let out to the world of the Wizard of Oz that we didn't talk about last night?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, like what? Huh. Oh, yeah, so if we didn't actually talk about it correctly, the lion's fur was actually made with real lion fur. So Bert Law, the person who plays the Cowardly Lion, his costume had to be washed every night thoroughly.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, the first guy who was going to play the Tin Man actually had a heart attack on set. So they had to switch over the roles. They made it, because you can say yours, Miles, but let me just say this. The Wicked Witch of the West, the green stuff she put on was actually, like, really deadly. So she had to wash it off very, very well every night. Now, guys, she got severe burns. Because when she left, so at the start of the movie, when she's in Munchkin Land, she appears, and when she's leaving, she leaves in a thing of fire. That thing of fire actually made her actually have severe burns because her broom got caught fire. So yeah, that's kind of sad. And Miles, what is your fact?
I was gonna say we didn't talk about this. If you're wondering if you're wondering how the tornado was made.
Sorry, Miles, I may have already said that. Oh, he just flicked the phone. Okay, well, guys, I think that's all I can think of right now. Thank you all so much. Oh, yeah, there's 124 munchkins, specifically. So, guys, Glinda the Good Witch was actually born 1885. She was born 1885. That is so long ago. And people are saying she's still very beautiful at, like, she was 50-something. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, the Over the Rainbow is nearly cut. You guys already know that. I think that's all the facts I have for you guys today that we haven't actually covered already. Thank you so... Oh, yeah, Victor Fleming, the producer, he was being very cruel to and mean to Judy Garland because she was, the cast are calling her, like, a fat girl with pigtails. Yeah, so she made her have drugs. They made her kind of, like, have sorts of drugs, kind of. I don't know. Something like that, guys. And then the reason she died is because of a drug overdose later on when she died. Judy Garland died. So I probably think some more, but until you see me in real life, I'll tell you them then. But here's all the facts that we can clarify. Thank you, guys, for listening, and... Miles, do you want to say bye? Oh, I'm so puffed out. What kind of cartoon is that? Jail Mouse Rock. It's actually called Jail Mouse Rock.
That's not what it's called, but okay.
Yes, it is. It actually is. Okay. Can you say bye?
Goodbye, everyone.
Subscribe to History Talk. Yeah. Guys, check out History Talk, my brother's podcast. His name on there is probably Miles Jane, right? Yeah, so guys, thank you for listening. Here's some cool music. Bye!